Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Wednesday, October 12th, 2016. And we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So Tim Tebow, in the headlines again, he is not just a fan draw for the Scottsdale Scorpions. He may actually be a miracle worker. Did you guys hear about this? After the game, fans were lining up along the third base foul line there, and Tim Tebow was signing autographs when one fan fell over, apparently having a seizure. Tim Tebow got down, put his hand on the fan's leg, said a prayer, and the fan started breathing again, and the paramedics showed up, and the fan's okay. He did this on a plane, too, if you remember. A couple of months ago, someone had a cardiac episode on a plane, and Tim Tebow rushed out of his seat to help this person on a plane. Now he's helping people on a third baseline of a baseball field. I don't know. Pretty crazy. One of the reporters there said that she may have actually witnessed a miracle. Pretty crazy. Colin Kaepernick could learn a lot from Tim Tebow. All right, today's headlines. With establishment Republicans pulling their support for Donald Trump, he now feels free to run the type of campaign he wants to run. However, will a primary-style campaign be what puts him over the top 27 days from now? Also, perhaps an overnight Twitter war with WikiLeaks wasn't the best idea for the Clinton camp. In response, WikiLeaks has bestowed upon us yet another treasure trove of emails hacked from the upper echelons of the Hillary campaign. We'll dissect what we found and how much collusion actually went on between the Clinton campaign and the DOJ during their investigation into Hillary Clinton's unsecured server. New emails show something that might shock you, but it really shouldn't. All that, plus we have a new Reuters poll to tear apart. You won't believe the sampling they're using now. We'll also tell you what former Bill Clinton thinks of you. And why did one New York reporter get in trouble for telling the truth about Hillary's health on air? We have all that, plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on The Rhino Report. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to get to today, guys, a lot to unpack. Remember to check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. Two new articles there. We have new Rhino rants there, some new videos. You can become a Rhino reporter. You'll get 300 to 500 hits a day on your article. Send me your article to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And you can always email me your questions, concerns, comments, anything you got, a story I missed. I know, I don't miss many. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. I'm fighting a cold, guys. We'll get through this one together, I promise. Hang in there.
Attention floor buyers, the 5th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. It's your chance to get hundreds of first quality floors at unbelievable closeout prices while supplies last, like gorgeous pre-finished hardwood and bamboo from an incredible $129. Popular woodlook tile and vinyl plank are almost half off, and get North American and European laminate packages from just 29 cents. Hurry in for more yard sale deals at your local store, plus special financing. Don't miss these limited time deals. Get to the Fall Flooring Yard Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. Remember to check out all the old episodes of the show. One of my favorite episodes. Now, we do a lot of shows, five shows a week, and it, sometimes you have one that you really like. Now, there was one back in April called hashtag My New York Values, and I finished that show, and I said I love that show. It was a really, really good show. Well, last week we did one called The Redcoats, hashtag The Redcoats, and I really liked that one, too. And it got a lot of attention, so check that one out. You can find it on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. We got big shout-outs right now to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed. Also, everyone listening on StreamingTalkRadio.com. And if you're listening at midnight Eastern Time on KLRNRadio.com, a big hello to you guys, too. Now, you can have this show wherever you go, if you're in the car, driving, whatever. You can download the CRN Talk app. We're on CRN Channel 1, 2 p.m. Eastern every single day, along with their great lineup of shows that we're proud to be a part of. Now, I did mention I'm fighting a cold. It's that time of year. For me, the cold and allergy stuff starts in the fall. I know a lot of people in the spring, they start getting the flowers start popping open and the pollen and stuff. For me, it's the fall. I have terrible, terrible allergies in the fall. And then, to make matters worse, here on the East Coast, we've gone through these ebbs and flows of temperatures over the last couple of weeks. It was 80 degrees one day. It was 50 degrees the next. We had that hurricane spin off the shore here in the Northeast, and it kicked up all sorts of ragweed and mold and stuff. And just fighting it both barrels here, but we'll get through it. We'll get through it. Also, you people down in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, if your governor or if your local officials are telling you to get out of where you are, leave. Leave. Because just because the storm is offshore and it's dissipated and somewhere else now, that doesn't mean you're not still feeling the effects of all that rain. There are dams ready to break. I mean, it's just terrible. So get out of there. The flooding is what kills people during these hurricanes and these big disasters. And it just shows you the impact that Mother Nature actually has, where the storm is now left that area for a number of days, and you're still feeling a tremendous amount of impact. But water is what kills people during these types of storms. 90% of all deaths are always related to water. So be very, very careful down there. And if your people, your legislators, your governors telling you to leave, get out. Just get out. Take whatever information you need, vital statistic type stuff, medications, and leave. Call a friend or family member and get out of there. Also, you know, this Tim Tebow stuff, this thing we opened with, it's worth noting that Colin Kaepernick could learn a lot from a guy like this. And now, here we are on a day where we see the Clinton campaign, through these WikiLeaks emails, is talking about how we all, well, when I say we all, I mean Catholics, and I'm a proud Catholic, we've bastardized our religion. And unbelievable how Jen Palmieri thinks that way, and she should immediately step down. But Tim Tebow, here's a guy who's been seriously mismanaged throughout his career, whether it be during the draft or with the New York Jets or the Denver Broncos, the Eagles, the Patriots, and now with the minor league New York Mets system, severely mismanaged. And a lot of that is because of his faith. I mean, he's a devout Christian, and he believes in God first, which is what, you know, a lot of people could learn from, especially someone like Colin Kaepernick. Here's a guy who rushed to the aid of someone he didn't even know. Here was a guy looking for an autograph from now baseball player Tim Tebow, a left-handed outfielder. He collapses with maybe a seizure, something like that, and Tim Tebow stays, stops signing autographs. I mean, most players, who knows what they would do? I'm not quite sure. Do these things just happen by some sort of divine intervention around Tim Tebow? I don't know. I don't know, but it's very remarkable that in a society where the left and the progressive agenda is so willing to let the execution of Christians happen across the world, here is someone showing us this is what a radical Christian does. Tim Tebow is a radical Christian, and that's what he does. He saves people. He helps people. Unbelievable. It's a far cry from what radical Islamics do, right? Very far cry from that. But no, we should continue this war on Christianity. You know, there's something to be said about Trevor Loudon, who was on this show yesterday, and the infiltration we have in this country through either be a Marxist agenda or a communist agenda or whatever it may be. These types of people, they like to fight Christianity. Because fighting religion, when it doesn't suit their narrative, is something that goes over very well. But Tim Tebow, really, I mean, unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. All right. Let's talk about what's going on with Donald Trump. Because, hey, listen, I'm okay. I'm perfectly okay with these senators and these representatives leaving him. Whether it's Ben Sasse or Senator John McCain or Kelly Ayotte out of New Hampshire, Cory Gardner out of Colorado, even Jason Chaffetz, who I've praised on this show many times, of course, out of Utah, pulling their support for Donald Trump. And Paul Ryan, without splitting hairs, he pulled his support. He didn't pull his official endorsement, whatever garbage that is. But he pulled his support. He won't campaign for him. And there were people who weren't real happy about this. And Paul Ryan says he wants to try and save the Republican majority, which isn't really in jeopardy in the House. Now, could it be in jeopardy in 2 or 4 years? Very possible. Very, very possible. You have to remember, Republicans get elected because they pledge to fight the White House, or in this case, Obama or Hillary. That's how they get elected. And Democrats get elected very much the same way. So it isn't a far reach to think that perhaps the Republicans in the House aren't that in love with a Republican president because they got nothing to go back to their constituents and say, hey, listen, we're going to fight this. They get elected based on the anger and the displeasure of their constituents. That's how every representative gets elected. But yet the House has done really nothing to stifle Obama. And some people have said, well, that's because they want to go for re-election and they want to try to get re-elected because they can keep banging this "we're fighting for you" drum. Well, what have you fought for? They have fought for nothing. Now they're fighting essentially to get Hillary Clinton elected so that they can keep quote-unquote fighting for you. It's a big circular mishmash of garbage. I believe nothing I hear from a politician. Nothing, ever. Now, someone brought it up yesterday that maybe there should have been a reverse pledge. Remember that pledge Donald Trump had to sign and the rest of them signed it too? And eventually someone like Ted Cruz came around and said, yep, you know what, I signed the pledge, I'm good to my word, and I'll back Trump. Maybe there should have been a pledge all these House members and senators would have to sign, saying if Trump is the nominee, you'll back him. I'm surprised Donald Trump didn't think of that angle. And that may be a spot where he may have messed up. Now, he hasn't messed up often. But that may have been a spot where he said, listen, I'll sign it as long as they sign it. There was this assumption that they were just going to back him. But we should have known from the time a dolt like Lindsey Graham went out and bowed out, we should have known from that point that they were never going to back Donald Trump. But maybe that's what he needs. Maybe the primary style election is what he does well at. He's got a lot of deplorables. There's deplorables in every corner of this country who can't wait to go out and vote for Donald Trump. He is the real grassroots movement the GOP has never really been able to tap. All right, we're going to continue with this. When we get back, we'll talk about the WikiLeaks dumps, and I'll tell you what Bill Clinton thinks of you. If you support Donald Trump, what does Bill Clinton think of you? I wonder. Hang in there, guys.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. You can follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. Now, Donald thinks that the shackles are off now. He can run the type of campaign he ran during the primaries. Well, I would say yes and no. Yes and no. You have to start staying, or at least staying presidential, which he was doing a pretty good job of, let's call it late August through, well, I mean, I guess until that audio tape with Billy Bush and the Access Hollywood garbage that everybody flipped out about, which is why these people are abandoning him, because of what he said about women and about what celebrities do and what they can do and not get caught and whatever else. It was a stupid thing. He said some dumb stuff. We've all said some dumb stuff. I say dumb stuff all the time. All the time. I'm willing to admit it. Now, do I apologize for it? Not always. Should I? Perhaps. Perhaps. Who knows? But they are leaving him. They couldn't wait to leave him. And you know that they couldn't wait to leave him because they waited to join him. Now, there were a lot of Trump supporters who weren't all that happy when Paul Ryan sort of tepidly got on board. Right, his endorsement consisted of an op-ed article. Said, yeah, I'll support Donald Trump, and they had that meeting at the RNC. I mean, we're going back, what, 4 or 5 months now, which it seems like it was an eternity ago. Just how this election has unfolded to this point. And it was a very tepid, very lukewarm endorsement. And I'm not all that surprised to see now Donald Trump, he comes out with the tweets calling Paul Ryan weak and all this stuff, and maybe he's better off without their support. Maybe he is. I have no doubt that at some point, the Republican Party will be no more. In fact, I encourage that. I encourage there to be a new party, whether it's the Patriot Party, the Federalist Party, whatever you want to call it. Maybe it's a real Tea Party that gets a line on a ballot. Whatever it may be, the Republican Party is done. They're done. And it's not just because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the catalyst for the breakup of the Republican Party. It was going to happen eventually. It just doesn't represent the views of the majority of its supporters. The Republican Party has done on the upper echelons what the Democrat Party has done on their upper echelons. They're beholden to big money, to big donors, getting reelected. That's what it's always been about for them. Now, the Democrats did it better first. The Republicans are just following suit, but they're making the same mistakes the Democrats did. This has always been about getting reelected. It has never been about you, never been about me, about our children, about taking care of our parents and our grandparents. They've never had that in mind. And you can tell, they dropped their endorsement, which they so tepidly gave to begin with, because they're scared of losing their jobs. Even though backing Donald Trump would be the right thing to do right now, given all we've seen, all of the collusion through the WikiLeaks and everything else with the Hillary campaign and the New York Times and CNN and getting debate questions and the bastardization of Catholicism that Clinton's campaign director there, Jen Palmieri, says. All of this, you're still willing to drop your endorsement of somebody who's willing to fight that? That's because you're a part of that. These are weak individuals. And Mike Huckabee said it best. And he said it best because I've been saying the same thing for 6 months. The Republicans aren't scared Donald Trump's going to lose. They're scared he's going to win. I was saying that back in the primaries. Because their little reign of terror comes to an end. I feel like Donald Trump probably supports term limits. We haven't seen much about that. The only candidate we saw to bring up term limits of all the people was Marco Rubio. This is before Florida. He was kind of reaching, trying to get that base that no one could figure out how this really conservative grassroots base started flocking towards guys like Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. They couldn't figure it out. They didn't know how to rein them in. So Marco Rubio says to a reporter in Florida that he's willing to call an Article 5 convention of the states to enact term limits. And it pretty much got washed over. No one really covered that. I read it here and said, holy smokes, Marco Rubio's for term limits? And we were calling him establishment the entire time? Well, it could have just been to reach out. But I have no doubt Donald Trump, after seeing what his own party is doing for him or to him, why wouldn't he call for term limits? The vast majority of Americans want term limits. It's like 70%, but we can't expect these senators and these representatives to vote themselves out of a job. So what becomes the answer? We'll talk about that when we come back. Plus, more about these WikiLeaks guys. Hang in there.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Crank up the grill this football season using a do-it-all marinade to score big with family and friends. Ben Napier.
Grilling is essential at a tailgate, but stocking up on ingredients can be costly. That's why we love to use our do-it-all marinade. Just mix 3 parts olive oil, 2 parts soy sauce, and 1 part each Worcester and balsamic. Plus a dash of lemon juice, Dijon, pepper, and garlic. Drizzle it over some chicken in a bag and let it marinate in the fridge for about 4 hours.
Aaron Napier.
For our tailgating essentials, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card at wholesale clubs and grocery stores because we earn 2% cash back. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh baked hot homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday, it's our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Here on CRN, we'd like to keep you updated on what's happening in wine throughout the state of California. Napa, Sonoma, the Pacific Coast has great regions like the Central Coast area, Paso Robles, Santa Barbara, Temecula. Join our very own Larry Van Alst as he takes a look at what's cooking on wine, the Sonoma Report. It comes your way Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. right here on CRN. Winemakers, superstars, wine growers, and more with Larry Van Alst. What's cooking on wine? The Sonoma Report.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. Catch all the old episodes of the show in case you miss them. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. All over or rhinoreport.com. There's all the episodes right there on the listen page, as in addition to all the places you can hear us live. So there's our shameless plug for this segment. I'm not disillusioned to the point where I think that these WikiLeaks dumps, whether it's Podesta Emails 1, hashtag, Podesta Emails 2, or even 3 or 4, which are now coming out as we speak, another, 1,500 emails dropped today. Now, there is just a lot for me to unpack between the time that the emails drop to showtime to get to every little thing that was said. Of course, we'll be hearing about it on some of the mainstream media sites. Not really, not too many of them. In fact, just as an aside, I'm watching the local Channel 12 news here on Long Island. It's News 12 Long Island. It's an Optimum station. It was owned by James Dolan. Now it's owned by Altice. They didn't mention the emails at all yesterday. Last night, I watched just about all day. I had to stomach the half-an-hour garbage news cycle to see if they were going to actually cover it. They didn't. What they did was, this is what they did. They showed you a tax plan between Trump and Hillary, okay? And they had some guy from the progressive agenda here on Long Island explain the tax plans. It was unbelievable. They totally just dismissed the whole WikiLeaks thing, and they want to talk about tax plans. And they said that, this is on the news, Donald Trump his taxes would increase our national deficit by $6 trillion, but Hillary's tax plan would add $1 trillion to our budget as a surplus. This is what they were reporting. Total misinformation. Absolutely total garbage, just to avoid, in case people heard about the WikiLeaks Podesta emails 3, which was yesterday, they had to somehow assuage people and say, oh, but here's the tax plan. It was very, very clever, but very, very deceptive and very, very false. So be on the lookout. That's happening. You're hearing about the Podesta emails on Fox News, Newsmax, One America, InfoWars, Hannity, Rush, you know, shows like this. This is where you're hearing about it. You're not hearing about it on your nightly news. Even some of the local Fox affiliates aren't going over it on the nightly news. And a lot of this is now we know because of the connection that mainstream media has, very, very cozy connection, by the way, has with the Clinton camp. Everything from getting advanced notice of debate questions, right? That came out yesterday. Donna Brazile, who was the former CNN contributor, who is now the interim head of the DNC, she says in a subject line, okay, in a subject line to Jen Palmieri, from time to time, I get the questions in advance. That is the subject line. And then she comes out and says today, no, I don't get questions in advance. CNN says, no, we don't give contributors questions in advance. But this is in the subject line. And it's about the death penalty. She says, this concerns me. And then, lo and behold, the very next day at the CNN town hall, there's the question about the death penalty. Right there. They call Bernie supporters babies in all these emails and other B words I probably can't say on air. Tons and tons of collusion. You have the New York Times. Mark Leibovich gives the Clinton campaign veto power over quotes. Do you think that Donald Trump got veto power when the New York Times wrote that article with all those women who said they were misquoted? You think they gave the Trump campaign veto power? No. Well, they give the Hillary campaign veto power. And then at the last email, Palmieri says to the New York Times, pleasure doing business. Pleasure doing business. Well, it's not just the New York Times. We see it in the Boston Globe, too. The Boston Globe, they colluded with the Hillary camp to have an op-ed article run as she was doing a speech in New Hampshire on a Tuesday, and then a news article to follow on Wednesday to give her a larger presence. The Boston Globe responded and said, well, what the op-ed department does and what the news department do are totally separate things. There's no collusion there. And by the way, we endorsed Hillary for the New Hampshire primary and as president. That's their excuse. This is in their statement. It's in their statement. Boston Globe, New York Times, CNN, CNBC, John Harwood, remember him? He was the one who did the debate, the Republican primary debate, yucking it up with Podesta in emails, bragging about how he says, is this some kind of comic book campaign to Donald Trump? Saying he says in emails how Ben Carson would be really tough for Democrats to defeat. Why do you think he thinks that? Why do you think? I know the answer to that. I'm sure you guys do too. Total collusion between mainstream media and the Hillary campaign. Now, this will not sway Democrats. A lot of Democrats, or you're progressive, some Democrats, you know what? I'm going to amend that statement. I have a lot of friends who are Democrats who are pro-Trump. A lot. I would say, of my Democrat friends, roughly half of them are pro-Trump. 25% aren't voting. 25% are pro-Hillary. That's how I'm going to break down my affiliations with Democrats around me, which I'm surrounded by the way, being here on Long Island. But it's not meant to sway these Democrats, these WikiLeaks dumps. Everyone thinks, oh, we're going to sway the independents. We're going to sway Democrats to vote for Trump. No, that's not what this is about. This is about ginning up the Republican base. the people who are just sick and tired of being lied to every single night at 11 p.m. when they turn on their local news. The people who watch CNN who are unsure. Yeah, they call it the Clinton Network, but is it really? Well, here it is. Here it is. A CNN contributor giving debate questions to the Hillary camp the night before a CNN town hall, which is why in her statement, she said, "I never gave anyone a debate question, Donna Brazile." That's because it wasn't a debate. It was a town hall. They're mincing words. They think you are stupid. That's what they think of you. Not to mention if you're a Catholic, bastardizing the religion. Unbelievable, guys. But maybe it's still better than what Bill Clinton thinks of you. Because if you vote for Trump, he pretty much says, well, you're a standard redneck. Takes one to know one, he says. You're a standard redneck. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll go over a new Reuters poll. And we'll go over a statement made by a New York reporter about Hillary's seizures. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. We're talking about these WikiLeaks dumps. They're coming fast and furious, 3 days in a row now. The Hillary campaign had to get out in front of that first one on Friday and dump this audio of Donald Trump talking to Billy Bush or whatever his name is from Access Hollywood, and then they started coming, right? They came on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and a lot of this is probably because of the Twitter war they had with the Hillary camp. There's some 2 o'clock in the morning Twitter war. And you know, WikiLeaks just said, okay, screw it, here we go. Dumping stuff. So I'm sure there's much, much more to come. Now we're learning that there may have been some collusion between the DOJ and the Hillary camp regarding the emails and a subpoena. Brian Fallon, he emails some people in his network there and said the DOJ has informed me that there's a status hearing in this case this morning, so we could have a window into the judge's thinking about this proposed production schedule as quickly as today. Now, Ryan Priebus come out with a statement today and says, emails showing that the Department of Justice was giving Hillary Clinton's campaign inside information about an ongoing investigation into her email server is deeply disturbing and raises even more questions about Bill Clinton's tarmac meeting with Attorney General Loretta Lynch. That's from Ryan Priebus. And yeah, did anyone think that was normal? Did anyone think that that was in any way appropriate? That there was no media allowed around? In fact, what was it? Bill Clinton wanted to stay until she showed up. Guys, it's happening right in front of your face. Right in front of your face. And if there's people that you know, that you work with, that you see on a daily basis, and they don't know this stuff, don't be intrusive, but just let them know that this is what's happening. The country is being bought and sold behind your back. Bought and sold. Look at the first email dump. Open borders. 600 million people could flood into this country. Flood. Open borders. And that's because that's what her backers want. She doesn't care what you want. The email dump yesterday. Palmieri says Hillary Clinton is hating the everyday American, starting to hate the everyday American. Well, I consider myself an everyday American. What do you consider yourself? She hates you. That's a strong word. Hate is a very, very strong word. But she hates you. Unless you're giving her millions and millions of dollars, she got no use for you. No use. So we'll see. Donald Trump has to take advantage of this, but he has to do it in a very professional way. I'm glad that, Reince Priebus, for all of his faults, he has stood by Donald Trump. He said, okay, the statements he made with Access Hollywood, not so good. I get that. But he has stood by Donald Trump through thick and thin so far. And I'm not a huge Reince Priebus supporter. So I'm glad to see that. I am glad to see that. All right, let's move on just for a second because this has something to do with it. Let's talk about this new Reuters poll. Reuters poll, this was conducted October 6th to October 10th. So it does include the October 9th debate, just only one day of it. All right, so keep that in mind. And these are all online. This is online poll, this Reuters poll. They have to do that to get their margin of error up because they're way off. All adults surveyed in this poll, 65% think we're on the wrong track. 48% of Democrats think we're going on the wrong track. Republicans, 85% think we're on the wrong track. And most importantly, in all these polls, independents, 74% think we are on the wrong track right now. Most important problem facing America today. Number one, general economy. Number two, terrorism. Number three is a tie amongst all respondents, unemployment and lack of jobs with health care. So that's a tie for third. Democrats agree with all of this, and I'll tell you why in a second. Republicans think number three is immigration. Independents think number three is unemployment. Okay? So let's see. We also have here Barack Obama, plus eight approval rating with all respondents. But independents, negative 12. That's interesting. And Republicans, negative 70. So how do we get to a plus 8 total unless, of course, how many Democrats are we surveying? We'll get to that in a second. Let's go through the numbers first, though. Likely voters, head-to-head matchup. Hillary beats Donald by 7 points. But independents go Donald by 8 points, and Donald has 80% of Republican support in this poll. Interesting. All right, well, let's add in Johnson and Stein and see if it changes. No, not really. Hillary beats Donald by 7. Donald has 80% of Republicans. She has 80% of Democrats, same as she has in the head-to-head. And independents still go Trump by 8%. But I'm confused then. How is she up by 7? She even has an even favorable, unfavorable in this Reuters poll, whereas Donald Trump is negative 18. Very interesting. Oh, we have to get to the model. That's what we forgot to do. It's a 2008 model, with 40% of those surveyed being Democrat and only 12% of those in this survey being independent. 18%, what is considered to be an acceptable amount of independents. Again, they don't check registration with these polls. It's self-identified. So every single election, you have about 28 to 31% of self-identified independents go to the polls. They have only 12% here, the reason being because independents, as they have throughout this election cycle, have gone Donald Trump. They have to show you in these polls that Donald Trump is getting his butt kicked because of a couple of things he said last Friday in that audio tape from 2005. The polls have to show you that. I said yesterday, you have to look at how many people they actually called to get a likely Democrat voter. You're not going to see that number reflected in any poll. You're never going to see it. How many calls had to be made to get that number? Not there. This is a 2008 model. They have to show you Hillary being in front. They are terrified. And Reuters, someone considered to be something of an independent news source, like the AP. And I say independent, quote unquote, because we both know, all of us know they're not. showing Hillary with a 7-point lead. All right, guys, when we come back, we'll finish this up. We'll talk about what Bill Clinton thinks of you and why is one Channel 11 and New York reporter in big trouble.
This report is brought to you by GOPO. Many adults in the U.S. suffer from occasional joint discomfort, which can limit an active and healthy lifestyle. Clinically proven and used extensively in Europe, GOPO is now available in the U.S. to help support long-term joint mobility and cartilage care. This all-natural supplement, which contains galactolipids, is specifically designed for joint care. The key is galactolipids, which occur naturally in rose hips and are thought to play a valuable role in the care of joint tissues by stabilizing neutrophil membranes and reducing their migration into inflamed tissues. Additionally, GOPO's powerful antioxidants combat free radicals that result from chemotaxis. Dr. Kai Winter.
GOPO is not a drug, but an all-natural supplement that you can feel confident taking for long-term joint care. At just 3 weeks, 8 out of 10 users reported positive results with no reported side effects. This could help reduce the barriers that joint conditions inflict on people's lives.
For more information on achieving long-term joint health, visit gowithgopo.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Here on CRN, we'd like to keep you updated on what's happening in wine throughout the state of California. Napa, Sonoma, the Pacific Coast has great regions like the Central Coast area, Paso Robles, Santa Barbara, Temecula. Join our very own Larry Van Alst as he takes a look at what's cooking on wine, the Sonoma Report. It comes your way Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. right here on CRN. Winemakers, superstars, wine growers, and more with Larry Van Alst. What's cooking on wine, the Sonoma Report.
All right, guys, welcome back to this final segment of the Rhino Report on this hump day. So, Hillary Clinton thinks we're all just in a basket of deplorables. We're irredeemable. We're sexist, misogynist, xenophobic, all these isms and obics. That's what we are. Well, I wonder what Bill Clinton would think of us. Oh, we have the answer right here. Thanks for asking. At a campaign stop in Fort Myers, Florida, he says, you know, the other guy's base is what I grew up with. Basically your standard redneck. Yeah, so we're rednecks. It's amazing. I find it truly amazing that the Clintons and people in their orbit, and Democrats and progressives, for that matter as a whole, aren't more scared of these deplorables and rednecks. They should be terrified of us, right? Don't we own like 300 million guns with a trillion rounds of ammunition? I'd be pretty scared of us if I was them. But nope, they're willing to call us rednecks and deplorables. I'm not sure if I fit into either one. Maybe I'm a little deplorable. I don't know if I'm a redneck, though. I'm on Long Island. I'm talking on the radio. I don't work outside all that much. I can't be too much of a redneck, but I guess Bill Clinton thinks I am. So, you know what? Proud redneck in that case. Speaking of Bill Clinton, CNN has put a big moratorium in hold on using the phrase Danny Williams. Danny Williams, of course, being the person who has said that Bill Clinton is his father, his illegitimate father. His mother, Bobby Ann Williams, was a prostitute when Bill Clinton was the governor of Arkansas, and he had made several visits to Bobby Ann Williams, and apparently the result of that was this baby, Danny. I've seen pictures of the two of them. They look similar, but I guess with any kind of haircut or, you know, people could look the same. But InfoWars is doing an interview with him, so I'd be curious to see what that has to say. But you're not going to hear anything about Danny Williams, nothing about it, on CNN. I wonder if Donald Trump has any idea this kid exists. I guess we'll find out. Also, we're going quick here. It's the last segment. A reporter for WPIX 11 in New York, she was speaking to somebody on one of the programs after the debate, and she says, this is Kristen Cole from PIX 11, says that she was taking selfies with a disposable camera because no flashes were allowed at the debate for fear it would sort of, quote, sort of inspire Hillary's seizure disorder, that she would have a problem with that again. And she said on the show that the Secret Service said no flashes because Hillary could have a seizure because of flashes. Now, the network right away, said this is not true and it's speculation and it's not based on fact. So they're undercutting one of their reporters who did not follow the narrative. You cannot allude to a medical problem with Hillary Clinton. That's not allowed. So WPAX, which is a CW network affiliate, they right away said this is speculation and, you know, pretty much it was unscripted. We didn't tell her what to say and she spoke on her own. That's not allowed. Journalists can't do that anymore. All right. That's WPAX in New York. Also, last thing for today, Donald Trump, after the shackles come off, after the shackles of the Republican establishment come off him, he has a new ad. It's called Dangerous. You got to YouTube this. Dangerous. And he goes after Hillary's health. He goes after how she's weak. He says Hillary Clinton doesn't have the fortitude, strength, or stamina to lead in our world. Don't let her fail us again. And they show her stumbling outside the 9/11 memorial. They show her being helped upstairs, that picture we've all seen. It's about time. It's about time Donald Trump went here. And you know what? It's low. I'm not going to say it's not. But they went lower, and they will continue to go lower. You have to undercut them. You have to cut them off at the knees. That's how you beat the Clintons. All right, guys. Hope you had a great time today. And a big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. Please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.